Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with a stripped-down version of McGuffey Lane today. Steve Reese, John Schwab, and Kevin Reed joining us today. And we'll talk about old times, new times, and the new CD that they've got out. It's called 10. What are you going to start us off with?
Ah,
Steve.
Here's a song I wrote a long time ago, and it's called Song for the Road.
All right.
And it's on the 10 album.
Highway runs forever, the next town will be my home. As long as I play my guitar, I'll sing this song for the road.
Dotted lines on the roadway lead me to where I will stay for the next couple of days. Hey, I'm on the road. Faces I ain't seen before, places I ain't been before. I can't wait to do some more playing on the road.
Highway run forever, the next town will be my home. Long as I play my guitar, I'll sing a song for the road.
I can't stop now, I don't know how. I knew rules I must allow to be on the road. Time and money ain't all you spend. When it's over and you reach the end, the blue jeans you'll need to mend to be on the road.
A highway run forever, the next town will be my home. Long as I play my guitar, I'll sing a song for the road.
Boston, Mass. Oh, at last, grab the road map. Chart a course for Athens, Ohio.
Highway run forever. The next town will be my home. Long as I play my guitar, sing a song for the road.
Grace, McGuffey Lane, live from Studio A. And that's one written a while back, and it's on the new CD 10, McGuffey Lane. Today, it's Steve Reese on bass, John Schwab on the guitar, and Kevin Reed on harmonica. So welcome again, fellas. Great to see you and meet a couple of you, right? I knew John. Absolutely. And their CD release show is tomorrow at Amano's. They've kind of already had a Dayton CD release show, which went really well for you guys.
Yeah, about 3,865 people showed up for that one and paid to see us that night, and we were hoping for 500. So
that's
it
great.
Was good.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And then tomorrow night, talk a little bit about it's at Mono's at 7 o'clock, and not only is it a CD release show, it's a benefit as well.
It's also a benefit. We did this show last year, and we kind of plan on doing it as a regular yearly thing. It benefits the Mercator charities, which distribute money to children's charities, and this one's going to the Flying Horse Farm, which is a Paul Newman hole in the wall charity, and I hope I got all that right. But anyway, so we decided to turn it into a CD release party this year too. It's in the Worthington Square Shopping Center, right there at 23 and 270, and we play at 7.
It's 7 o'clock. So how nice! And it runs until how long?
About 10
o'clock.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, and a couple sets, three sets maybe.
Couple sets.
Maybe
yeah.
You got to take a break somewhere in there.
Yeah,
right?
We have to take a break. Yeah.
Well, Steve, take us back. You know. Maybe the 80s, 90s,
okay.
80s, I'd say.
Okay, yeah.
And the Scotch and Soda, how it turned into McGuffey Lane. And tell us about that merge,
well,
I guess.
Terry Efall and I grew up together in Athens. We met back in the 60s. And I believe the date was 1972, October 12th. He came and knocked on my door and said, let's start playing some. So we used to do the old Kingston Trio song, Scotch and Soda. So we decided we'll call ourselves Scotch and Soda. Well, we had an article came out, and after we read it and looked at that name, we were going, boy, is this not right. And so we were like, okay, what do we do? And we could either be Baker Settlement, where he grew up in Athens, or it could be McGuffey Lane, where I grew up in Athens. And so we decided we'd go with McGuffey Lane, and that was on the November 25th. Yeah, I've got all these dates down.
Man, you're good.
Dates, great. Yeah. Am I good at this?
I tell you. And then, and John, you used to open up some shows for Scotch and Soda, or was it already called McGuffey Lane?
McGuffey Lane at Zach's. Yeah. John, yeah, that's where we met John.
I was acoustic. I had decided I'd had enough of bands. I was never going to be in another band. I was going to play solo. And so I was playing solo for McGuffey Lane, and about 6 months later, I ended up being in a band. So.
Yeah. And so then it was what? How many? What kind of? What was the lineup at that
originally
point?
Originally, it was six pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, three of the original members have passed away, but all three of the original surviving members are still in the band: Terry, Steve, and myself.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, because some crazy things happened to some of those band members that have passed on.
Yeah, it was crazy time. It was the '80s. It was crazy times. So.
So you know. 80s is when you had a few of those the hits coming out, and you know, I guess the genre country rock, when it was, say Flying Burrito Brothers or Pure Prairie League and stuff like that. Were you big fans of those guys?
Oh yeah, yeah. And we toured a lot. We toured with the Allman Brothers. We toured with the Charlie Daniels Band. When the Devil Went Down to Georgia was a hit.
Oh wow!
I mean, it was 18,000 seat halls every night, and it was a blast. And we toured with the Marshall Tucker Band and people like that,
Yeah.
And Pure Prairie League.
So you have, I'm sure there's so many stories to tell, and it's great that you're still doing what you love.
Yeah,
right?
We feel lucky to still be doing it. Yeah. 40 years without a day job now. So.
Well, you're pretty good at it, so there you go. That's the new CD, 10. And, John, I know you own a studio. Was this partially recorded there? Or Schwab Studios?
Part of the reason why it's been so long since we did another album was we were producing ourselves, and we just were bogged down in it. We weren't enjoying it. We decided to get a producer. We got an outside producer, James Hudson, to work with us, and he was in Nashville, so we recorded a lot of the stuff up here, but we recorded a lot in Nashville as well. So.
All right. Well, let's hear another one. Is it going to be from this new album?
Yes, it is. All. Oh, it's a good day. Motors keep on moaning, I can't do nothing about them.
My heart's overflowing. Wanna share it with my friends. It's a good day, it's a good time, it's a good place, this life of mine. Keep on smiling, can't smile enough. Keep on smiling and you'll find love. It's a good day. Bet it will get better. These troubled times will end. I see sunny weather right around the bend. It's a good day, it's a good time, it's a good place, this life of mine. Keep on smiling, can't smile enough. Keep on smiling and you'll find love. It's a good day. Can't smile enough. Keep on smiling and you'll find love. Oh, yeah. It's a good day. Hey, it's a good day. It's a good time. It's a good place. There's a life of mine. Keep on smiling. Can't smile enough. Keep on smiling and you'll find love.
It's a good day. Sure is. And McGuffey Lane's here in Studio A with us. It's a good day. It's off their new album, 10. And their CD release show here in Columbus is tomorrow at Amano's. That's in Worthington. It starts at 7 o'clock. And it's also a benefit, again, for the Paul Newman.
Mercator Charities.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm so glad to have you guys here today. And It's a Good Day is the track you just heard. And Lick Records. That's... The Columbus-based?
Yes.
And
yes.
Talk about the E1 Entertainment thing? Is that, that's a huge distribution.
Yeah, that was a big deal for us to get that. In fact, that was one of the reasons why. I'm a part owner of Lick Records, and we've been doing some work with a country artist, and we got the distribution deal, and I said, it's time for us to put out a record. We got a distribution deal
there
now.
There you go.
So, which is cool. It'll be in Walmarts and places like that starting in September. Right now, you can just get it at McGuffeyLane.com, though, and at the gigs, live gigs and stuff like that.
And talk about some more of the gigs. Of course, tomorrow night, the CD release show. And I know you do some solo stuff, too, John. And tell us what's coming up in the next...
Well, we've got... next week, we're playing down in Xenia, Ohio. The following week, we're at Glandorf, Ohio, or something like that. Then we'll be at the Canal Winchester Labor Day Festival on September 5th. Yeah. And that's Sunday night.
All right.
And that's... As far as I can remember right now,
I'm good with numbers.
Good too. Yeah, there you go.
September 10th, Hilliard Fest.
Oh, yeah. Hilliard Fest.
Yeah.
Do you play blackjack?
He should, shouldn't he? He's like Rain Man.
Move to Vegas.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And John, thank you for all your help, too, with WCBE and their. Live in Studio A CDs and stuff like that. So
it's my pleasure.
We appreciate that. And McGuffeyLane.com is their website further on down the road. I always get that wrong.
Further on down the road.
Further on down the road.
Farther on down the road.
Farther on down.
I guess.
Down the road.
Down the road.
There
down
you
down
go.
The road.
What's this last one you're going to do?
This is another one from the new CD. It's called I Am Who I Am. or the Popeye song if you want.
Thank you.
You want me to change and rearrange myself for you? Have you never heard those words, to thine own self be true? 'Cause I am who I am, 'cause I'm the man that I am. What you see, that's just me, and it's all that I can be. I want you to be as true to you as you can be. Have you never heard those words? Your truth will set you free. 'Cause I am who I am, 'cause I'm the man that I am. What you see, that's just me, and it's all that I can be. I want to make you happy. One thing you should know, you can't ever make somebody change. So baby, let me be myself. Baby, let me go. If you're holding on, hold on with love and chains. 'Cause I am who I am, 'cause I'm the man that I am. What you see, that's just me, and it's all that I can. It's all that I can be. Maybe it's all.